Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the launch of the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association's Junior and Senior Championships held recently. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. As Jamaica's track and field athletes prepare for the Olympic Games in Rio, Brazil in August, many have marked the dates from June 30 to July 3 on their calendars. That's when the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3A's, National Senior Championships will take place. And it is the performances at this meet which will determine who is selected to wear the coveted black, gold and green kit come August. The meet will also see the staging of the J3A's Junior Championships, which will determine the young athletes to represent Jamaica at the IAAF World Junior Championships in Poland from July 19 to 24. The National Junior and Senior Championships promises to be a spectacular event, especially in light of the $16 million cash injection provided by title sponsors Supreme Ventures. President of Supreme Ventures, Brian George, says this year's contribution represents the gaming company's 13th consecutive year of financial support to the J3As. The company has provided over $125 million to date. Mr. George also expresses satisfaction that the participation in track and field by local athletes has expanded beyond the sprints into more non-traditional areas.
I hope that Jamaicans will continue to break the barriers. And as an enthusiastic father whose son is representing Trinidad and Tobago in the sport of judo, I am hoping that Jamaicans will one day be able to qualify in judo too.
Treasurer of the J3A's Ludlow Watts has expressed gratitude to Supreme Ventures for its long-standing support.
We have been fortunate to have sponsors that have remained with us through thick and thin. We have also been pleased to welcome new sponsors. But we have to single out the sponsorship support received from Supreme Ventures Limited.
Mr. Watts also thanks main sponsors of the event, Flow Jamaica Limited and the RJR Communications Group. Sports Minister Olivia Grange is urging the athletes down to participate at both the junior and senior trials to give their best. This to ensure that the best team possible is sent to represent Jamaica at both the Olympics and the Junior World Championships.
We must therefore remain vigilant and focused, not allowing ourselves to be distracted at this time. We must take nothing for granted. Let us focus on the prize and the pride of a great nation.
Touching on the recent situation where a local athlete returned an adverse analytical finding from the retesting program of samples from the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games, the sports minister indicated that she will lend whatever support she can to ensure that the situation is resolved amicably.
And as the Minister of Sport, I wish to assure the nation that I will be closely monitoring the situation as it unfolds over coming weeks. As you may know, this is not a matter in which the government or its agencies have any direct involvement. It is understandable that there may be some level of anxiety and concern about this news, particularly as we look forward to the 2016 Olympic Games in just a few weeks. This is not a matter in which we can afford to be cavalier with the rules and the procedures. It is in everyone's best interest that due process evolves as it should.
The minister is encouraging Jamaicans to attend the trials and cheer on the athletes as they aim to achieve their dreams of securing a spot on the national teams. She says the government remains committed to ensuring that there is an enabling sporting infrastructure to help Jamaican athletes hone their skills to become world beaters.
Plans are well advanced for the upgrading and expansion of the national stadium to ensure that it maintains international standards at all times. Work is also ongoing on Trelawney Stadium and the National Arena in this regard, and there is more to come.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.